Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hey, Mr. Banda.
Hey, Brother Zama, how are you?
Very well, thank you, man. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Happy New Year to you.
Compliments, man. We haven't spoken since last year, hey?
No, we haven't.
Ah, fantastic, man. I hope that you're enjoying the year so far.
This year is, I think, one of the greatest years. God is blessing me so far.
Oh, fantastic, man. Great to hear that. Indeed, the Lord, the name of the Lord must be lifted up at all times. Now, we're talking entrepreneurship education. And those of you who are joining us, if you are pursuing students, you are a student and you are pursuing education, and perhaps you're wondering which course of direction must you take, I must advise you, please come closer, because, you know, students cannot take advantage of the benefits of entrepreneurship education before they actually enter college. I think it's possible. So in today's conversation with an education consultant, you have already heard his name, Andrew Banda, who is a regular guest on our show. We're going to be exploring this topic and what kind of education this is and what is it that can benefit the learners. Now, Andrew, many schools offer general business and commerce lessons. How can learners benefit from entrepreneurship lessons in a more focused manner?
Thank you, Brother Zama, for having me. To begin with, when we look at business courses that we have in schools, be it high school or A-levels, you find that the nature of the subjects would be equated more to being theoretical than practical. So you might have commerce where you're just getting notes to understand principles of the aids to trade.
Mm.
But when we come to entrepreneurship itself, it's not theory. So it's less talking, but more doing.
Okay.
So when, yes, let me qualify this.
Right.
When we say entrepreneurship, it means you are a creator. You have to birth an idea, which you then subject to development, and it's actualized on the ground. So if you look at entrepreneurship compared to other business subjects like commerce itself or business studies, you will find that we are maybe just dealing with which one is practical and which one is more theoretical. Which one will give you more practical skills in business development? And that's the advantage that entrepreneurship will always have over other subjects. And that's why I believe back then, entrepreneurship was more like a topic, which was wrong. It needs to stand as a standalone subject or course.
Yeah, I believe that too. I believe that too. Now, if it is you know, presented in that fashion, how would it impact young people in the future, particularly in this climate of you know, it's high employment rates? I mean, this is even among the very well educated and qualified young people.
Yeah, one of the benefits that it would have, or it has practically, is we live in a world that is highly competitive. And the thing that differentiates performers from non-performers is simply skills. So entrepreneurship, taken that way, will equip any child, any learner, with the skills that are now referred to as 21st century skills. Talk of critical thinking. You need to be highly creative. Like I mentioned, it's about creation. So your creativity is on point. You also get to be an innovator. Above all, you also learn to identify problems, because that's the birth or the premise upon which entrepreneurship. There are people that cannot see opportunities in any situation, whether you have a drought, you have COVID. Those that are entrepreneurs will see an opportunity. So entrepreneurship gives you creativity, innovation. You're also a critical thinker. You're able to see opportunities, and which is critical in being an effective entrepreneur. So for those that are subjected to entrepreneurship, those are some of the core skills, be it soft and hard skills, that they would gain. You're a problem solver. If you're a problem solver, like they say, you're a rich person.
I think it's quite important, because, I mean, The kind of education that we saw, you know, dating back to previous years, right up until maybe the 2000s, has been that one that prepares people for the job market. They have to be employed. They've got to look for employment. Do you sense that education is should now be moving a different direction to say, how can we contribute to the unemployment problem? So when they're in the class, they're thinking out loud, how do we solve the issue of high unemployment, so that when they get out of there, they then be in the position of being employers? Or would that throw them in the deep end?
Nope. You are 100% correct. In the past, it was go to school, get a job, get a house. But the moment that a company is closed, you become redundant, you can't really survive in the world. I'm an advocate of what is known as true education, which is holistic in nature. And true education focuses on training the facets of a human being. You train the head, the heart, the hands, and the health. So if the hands are trained, it means there is entrepreneurship. So this has to be the message of our century. Go to school and be the employer. Do not be the farm worker on the farm. That's the message. Do not be a worker in the butchery, on the butchery. So we give learners an opportunity now to be the wealth creators and like watch or help others create their wealth. So for me, in the real world we're living in, one of the things that I believe every school, every curricula should emphasize is entrepreneurship. Why? Because we can start businesses. We cannot just start businesses. We can grow and scale them and even create generational wealth. Above all, we can support God's work until the kingdom comes.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Man, I've got to let you go. But before I do that, there are probably some young people who are thinking, do I have to have a particular skill? Yes, I've heard you saying that I got to be a problem solver, etc. But is there a particular skill that is found in people who would be entrepreneurs?
In terms of skill, there are certain skills that we can talk about broadly, but one of them is you need to find that which you can identify and you're good at. So you need to have a passion. For me, I always speak about the passion for something, but that in itself is not enough. The passion may help you identify a problem. If you can identify the problem, it means you can now create a solution. Same thing, if I was to use the Bible, Joseph, in the spirit of entrepreneurship, God showed him, said, look, for 7 years, there'll be plenty. 7 years, there'll be nothing. And so he did tell the king that if I were you, I would find somebody who would make sure that they collect as much in the 7 years of plenty to come and cater for the 7 years of nothing. So he saw the problem and gave the solution. And therefore, the king couldn't find anyone else apart from Joseph himself. So you need to have the eye to solve the problem. That's what I would narrow it to.
I believe that you are very correct, because if you can just have, I think earlier you did say that in any situation where it's perhaps there's chaos or just things are just not going okay, an entrepreneur will see an opportunity for solving a problem. It reminds me of a saying, an English saying that says, in every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. So an entrepreneur, so an entrepreneur will always see the silver lining while the others are looking at the dark cloud. Beautiful stuff. I think that if you are a person who is thinking maybe you need to, you know, equip yourself in entrepreneurship, there you have it. I do hope that you have been given some food for thought, that you can go and research further. Andrew Banda, thank you so much for joining us. It's always, always been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Brother Zama. To anybody listening, that idea you have, don't wait. Just move on it. Start.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.